Now, let's talk for a moment about the idea of pulse in music and the beat in music and rhythms in music. We all know that there is this thing in music called beat, and to the extent that popular music is more interesting and that everybody likes it and go dance to it, it's because it's really foregrounding beat and rhythm in an important way that classical music does not. So I've put this idea of the beat up on the board here. It's really just a pulse. It's very much like the human pulse. This is the pulse of music. And music theorists, ever since the late 15th century, Franquinus Gefurius, we could go all the way back to him, have said that the pulse in music is basically at the same tempo as the human pulse, which comes out to be about, we'll say 72 beats, if you will, pulses per minute. So we have this pulse, and it's just kind of out there streaming, beat, da, 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 da. But we don't like undifferentiated, disorganized material in the West. Our psyche says we've got to bring rational organization to this. Ever think about this? Why do we have this periodicity when you take history courses? Why do we have the Renaissance, the Baroque period, the classical period, the Romantic period, and so on? We have it in music, you have it in history, we have it in the fine arts. Why do we have it? It's simply a convention established after the fact that allows us to organize material in ways that we can grapple with it, the ways that we can understand it. So in music, what has happened is that we have organized this steady stream of beats in ways that we can understand it. We organize them, we subdivide these into units of two, for example, groups of two, like this. Or we have an undifferentiated stream like this. I am convinced